My name is Louise Kurz Hirschfeld. I'm Al Hirschfeld's widow, and I'm president of the Al Hirschfeld Foundation. As a young boy, when he came from St. Louis, and he started to study and draw and work for movie studios, he also went to the theater. In those days, there was a lot of vaudeville. And he says that he found himself sort of tap dancing in his seat and clicking his fingers. And he was drawn to what was going on the stage. And I guess he just fell in love with it. And the actors felt that he was on their side. I think everyone in the theater felt he was on their side. There was rarely a pejorative drawing, but he did capture the intense drama of playwrights like Eugene O'Neill and Arthur Miller and Tennessee Williams, and he captured the lightness and gaiety of someone like Carol Channing in Hello, Dolly, and Ethel Merman in There's No Business Like Show Business, and these two drawings are in the exhibit here today. In a way, he was a visual critic. In the early days, when he went to the theater with Brooks Atkinson, Brooks Atkinson had 45 minutes to write his review, and Mr. Hirschfeld had probably gone to a rehearsal outside of town in either Philadelphia, New Haven, or Boston. And as it happened, he captured the same highlight visually that Brooks Atkinson would have captured as he wrote his review in the New York Times.
Now, it's a very low-tech arts craft, right?
Yes.
Ink and pen.
Yes.
In an era where there are so many options and multimedia and computer. And
yes.
How do you see his art form kind of surviving today, do you think?
That's a very interesting question. And I think that his art form will remain very important because it's not just a couple of lines put together. Because of his background as a sculptor and a watercolorist, he brought to his drawings something very, very different. He brought almost a three-dimensional quality to his work. He drew until the day before he died, and he died at the age of 99 and a half. The fountain of energy that he had was extraordinary.